This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When jogging and golfing run into one another, somebody is bound to be teed off. Robert was jogging with friends in a New Orleans city park that adjoined a golf course. As they crossed a bridge near hole number 3, a golf ball suddenly landed on the roadway in front of Robert, and as luck would have it, it bounced and hit him in a very sensitive area, causing serious injury, a case of balls on balls, so to speak. Robert sued the park, claiming it should have warned non-golfers of the danger of bouncing golf balls and also should have provided a protective barrier between the golf course and the roadway. A jury awarded Robert $75,000, but the park appealed, and the Louisiana Supreme Court reversed, holding that Robert could not recover because of his familiarity with the area and that he should have anticipated encountering bouncing golf balls while jogging. The court added to require a barrier would be unreasonable since there had been no other reported similar incidents. So Robert, who was left with a hole-in-one, won't be seeing any green in a case that has clearly run its course. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.